5 now, and she is doing fine and going to therapy to walk and everything.
Praise God. Who's your grandmother's 85? Is that you, Angela? Did you say your grandmother's
85? Yes, my grandmother. She's doing wonderful. God is so good.
Praise God. You know he is. You know he is. Well, I hear one more chime. Will you please state your name from where you're calling?
Good morning. Dorothy Cook, Houston, Texas.
Good morning, Dorothy Cook, God the Godmother. We just praise you for, thank you for being with us on this morning. One more chime. I hear the chime still coming in, so will you please state your name from where you're calling?
Great morning. This is Craig Cartwright. To God be the glory. Artists International.
Oh, we just love those baritone voices. Thank you for joining us. And we are just going to get on with the call this morning. And before we do anything, we want to go before the Lord in prayer and just, oh, my God, God is so good. So, Father God, we just come to you this morning giving you all praise, honor, and glory. We thank and praise you, Lord, for the good things you have done. We thank you, Lord, because this is the day you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We don't know what the day is going to look like today, but we certainly know who holds the day. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. P.K. Robinson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, we thank and praise you for their yes. Because of their yes, we are all here today to hear a word, to hear a rhema word from what thus says the Lord, to give a testimony, to encourage somebody in some way. Now, Lord, we just ask that you please forgive us of all of our sins, Lord. Father, we thank you that you have given us the manual, the Holy Bible, to live our lives by. There's everything that we need within your word. Father, we bring before you our prayer requests, O Lord. Father, we just ask that you continue to be with Dr. Vanessa and her family. Oh, Lord, that you continue to wrap your arms around them. Continue to comfort them, Lord, and continue to let us be everything that we can be to them during this time. Father, I lift up my friend, my best friend, Ophelia Washington, Lord, and her family. She is celebrating the homegoing of her father, Lord, who went to be home with you on Sunday morning. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you have taken him out of his pain and misery, and he is now rejoicing, hallelujah, with the Father. And, Father, they're not the only ones. We're not the only ones, Lord. But, Father, there are others on this line who may have lost loved ones, who may be faced with a loved one who is ill. Father, we just pray that you be real in their lives today. And if it be your will to raise them up on this side, oh, God, we know that you're well able to do that. Father, and just continue to comfort the families in Jesus' name. Father, we lift up those who are having financial difficulties. You told us in your word that you provide for all of our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So we're trusting you in that. Father, we're lifting up those who may have some relationship problems, Lord, whether it be with a spouse, whether it be with children, oh God. Father, you know that you told us that you would never leave us or forsake us, Lord. You told us that you will order our footsteps, Lord. Father, we lift up those, oh God, who just might have a doubting mind about you, who may not know you, Lord. Father, just be real today, Lord. Show yourself powerful in Jesus' name. Oh, God, you know everything. You know all about us. So if there's an area which I have not mentioned, Lord, you know it. And so we just ask, oh, God, that you just intercede on behalf of your children this morning. Now, Lord, we lift up the speaker this morning. We lift up each and every person who will come in and give a prayer request. Father, we pray that the words will go forth with clarity, uninterrupted, unhindered, oh, Lord, because we know that the blood of Jesus has already purified and cleansed the airwaves and everything and the transmission of each and every call. Now, Lord, we just ask that you would continue to be also with Preston, oh, Lord, that you continue to be with him, oh, Lord. Continue to strengthen his body in Jesus' name. Continue to be with Martha Maria. She goes out with the elite ladies of expressions, oh, God. Father, there's just so many who need to hear a word from him. Lord, just put it on their lips and keep them safe. Cover them with your precious blood. Now, Lord, we just go forward today with our testimonies, knowing that we will be enriched and encouraged by each and every one. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm turning the call over to the host now. I love you. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. And Tammy, is that you?
Actually, no. Good morning. It's LaShawn. How are you?
LaShawn. All right. All right. God bless you, sweetheart.
Amen, amen. Yes, it is Testimony Tuesday, and I just want to let you know that the devil is going to try to test you. The devil is going to try to take you out of your element. The devil is going to try to knock you off course, so I need to tell you that he is a liar. Rebuke him in the name of Jesus, and know that all things will happen through God and through the blood of the Lamb. So today is Testimony Tuesday, and if you've been joining us, you'll see that on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have been giving extra strong to the Lord. We do it every day, but what we do now is let everybody know how he is moving in our lives, how he is transforming us on a minute-by-minute, hour-by-hour, and a wonderful basis. So we usually have, we usually have Testimony Tuesdays on Tuesday, but this morning, this mighty, mighty man of God is going to come before you and give forth the word. Amen. Father God, we thank you for this. We also want to let you all know that we have a website with all of our information on it, and that is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Here, you'll be able to hear all the latest and greatest news that we're doing. You'll also be able to hear how God is moving in our lives. You'll be able to send us your praise report via our email address, which is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Send us your praise report. Send us your testimonies. Just if you want to, you know, be a prayer intercessor and you feel that tugging coming on to you, that means for you to email us and join us and be part of this mighty, mighty family. We also want to let you know that there's a playback number in the event that you would like to hear the message or the word again. Sometimes things happen in our lives and we can't get on the call as soon as it starts, or sometimes, you know, we get on the call and we may have missed something and want to hear it again. If that is you, all you have to do is dial 712-432-1085. Again, that's 712-432-1085. And the playback number is exactly the same, the access code, I should say, which is 957-677. So we invite you to call us every day and listen in, get seated and spiritually blessed through the Lord. What I'm going to do now is allow our speaker to go ahead and come forth with the mighty word of God. We don't want to take any more time up, but again, if you want to know where we were founded, how we were founded, and everything else about the Master's Morning Call, all you have to do is go to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Now, Minister Everett is an ordained minister for over 28 years, and he is, just, again, the mightiest man of God. He is amazing. He has given words on the TMC line for some time now, and he has always been a blessing. He has been a minister at Mount Zion Mission Baptist Church, and he transformed the kingdom of God through his mission. Again, I am so excited about him being on the call, and I cannot wait to hear all that he has to give to us. So, Minister Everett, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, mighty man of God. Go ahead.
Well, God bless your heart. Thank you for that warm introduction. I do thank God for this call. It's been a blessing to so many lives down through the years. And Dr. PK, Dr. Vanessa have had the vision, and the vision is still moving forward. I thank God for what they are doing in the way of kingdom work. Amen. I thank God for this opportunity. I don't take it lightly. As you mentioned, I was a part of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. However, I'm moving on. The Lord has opened another door for me to pastor another church, called Mercy House. And it's an interesting challenge. The Lord blessed me to fulfill a position that was vacant. But I do thank God for the foundation that I received working with my pastor, the late pastor, Joseph B. Ballard, Jr., at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. And being that this Testimony Tuesday, I do have a testimony in reference to the transition that has been made. Luke chapter 10, looking at starting at verse 25, very familiar passage. You'll find, then a certain lawyer rose to try test. I'm reading from the Amplified version. And then a certain lawyer arose to try test him, saying, "Teacher, what am I to do to inherit everlasting life, that is, to partake of salvation in the Messiah's kingdom?" And Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" And he replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live, enjoy, active, blessed, endless life in the kingdom of God." And he determined to acquit himself of reproach, said to Jesus, "What and who is my neighbor?" Jesus, taking him up, replied, "A certain man was going from Jerusalem down to Jericho, and he fell among robbers who stripped him of his clothes and his belongings and beat him and went their way, unconcernedly leaving him half dead as it happened. Now, by coincidence, a certain priest was going down along the road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. A Levite likewise came down to the place and saw him and passed by on the other side of the road. But a certain Samaritan, as he traveled along, came down to where he was. And when he saw him, he was moved with pity and sympathy for him and went to him and dressed his wounds, pouring on them oil and wine. And he set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii, 2 days' wages, and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I myself will repay you when I return.' Which of these 3 do you think proved himself a neighbor to him who fell among the robbers?" He answered, "The one who showed pity and mercy to him." And Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." Well, I tell you, I read the scripture, preached the scripture, received a word from many men of God in reference to the scripture, and the Lord had to rebuke me in so many words. And let me just tell you my testimony. I was preaching at a unit, housing, some people call it, which we do every Sunday morning. And I started there preaching, and then after I leave there and go to, at that time, my home church, Mount Zion. They had a Red Letter Day, and usually Red Letter Days, they have some good cooking and what have you, and I was looking forward to some good breakfast. In fact, I could smell the bacon and grits, amen, eggs, as I was leaving. So I was leaving out on my way to church, and the brother told me, "Look, Pastor Thomas, there is a homeless man sleeping underneath a park bench right across the street, which is across the park." And I was say, "Well, okay, all right, well, okay." So it didn't bother me because I had my agenda. My agenda was to head over to the church house and get prepared for some great breakfast. So as I was on the way to my car, this is Testimony Tuesday, let me get my testimony. I was on my way to the car, and the Holy Spirit caught up with me in so many words, saying, where are you going?" "Well, I'm going to church." And how many know that he does walk with you, and he talks with you, and he tells you that you are his own? Amen. So don't look at me unless, you know, say, "Well, he must be crazy." Listen to, well, God does speak. Just let me tell you that he does speak if we listen. So anyway, he was talking to me, saying, "Look, didn't you not hear the man tell you there was a homeless guy sleeping under the picnic table?" "Yeah, I understood that. Yes, I heard." And I continued walking toward my car on my way to church. And he said, "Well, when are you gonna get it?" And I said, "What do you mean, get what?" He said, "How long is it going to take you to really get it? You've been preaching this text, the Good Samaritan." "Yeah, I understand the Good Samaritan. That's a very powerful text. Yes, I heard it. Yeah, I read it and preached it." He said, "When are you going to finally get it?" And, of course, he kept bothering me. And I said, "Well, what do you mean?" He said, "What does the last part of that verse, the last verse, what does it say?" And, of course, my Bible was put up. I was on my way to church, and I wasn't had no time to get my Bible. But how many know the Holy Spirit will bring remembrance to you what the Word of God says? So I pondered, and it came to my remembrance. And that last part of that scripture came to me. and said, go and do likewise. And it dawned on me, I had to, you know, look at that thing, and I realized that this Samaritan did something. He had pity on the man and sympathy for him. He was moved by that condition and met that need. So the Holy Spirit told me to go and do likewise. To make a long story short, of course, I had to turn around and go and do likewise. You know, even though I had my own agenda, I was smelling the bacon and looking forward to some good breakfast. But God has a way of changing our agenda. And I went and ministered to the homeless guy. God will say, you know, brother, you look like you need something to eat. By the way, I'm on my way to get something to eat. Come on with me. So that started a road of recovery for this homeless man. The Lord used me in helping him to get to his feet, to get drug-free, alcohol-free, through many treatments, centers and what have you, to the point where his brother became a minister. His brother became part of the choir and part of a singing group. The Lord just used me to minister him. But what I'm saying to us on today, God has a way of putting us in a position for action. We can read the Word of God, study the Word of God, and get happy over the Word of God, but until we apply His Word, it doesn't really amount to anything. It doesn't really amount to much. We can say amen and praise the Lord, hallelujah, but until we apply God's Word, God cannot really get the glory out of our lives. Until we get squeezed, until you just look at an orange, until you really squeeze that orange, you cannot really get the juice out of that orange. So God sometimes has to put pressure on us, to squeeze us, to move us, to prompt us, to push us into our destiny. Amen. To fulfill our purpose. Sometimes we have to leave our comfort zone to be where God would have us to be. So we look at this text, and it talks about doing something, amen, about the kingdom of God. And then a certain lawyer arose to try to test him, verse 25, saying, teacher, what am I to do to inherit everlasting life, that is, to partake of eternal salvation in the Messiah's kingdom? So understanding that there is a kingdom. There's basically two kingdoms. There's a kingdom of light, there's a kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of God, there's a kingdom of the devil. We have to understand that there is a kingdom of God, and where there's a kingdom of God, is there is a king, and his name is King Jesus. And Jesus wants to be a man, not just Savior, but King and Lord of our lives. In other words, he wants us to be in a position to say, yes, Lord, whatever you want me to do, whatever you want me to say, wherever you want me to go, this is what I position myself to be about. I want to be about my Father's business. I just don't want to wear a title of reverend, or if you're a choir member, whatever. There is work to be done. No matter what title you wear, whatever the position we have in the church, is not about what we do inside those four walls. God said there is work to be done, amen, outside the four walls. In fact, let's look at the Great Commission. Let's look at Matthew 28. We find the Great Commission, and we're in verse 19. It talks about go and basically make it paraphrase. It says, go and make disciples. That word go means go. You just can't stand still and go at the same time. You have to be about moving. So often we teach and preach that scripture, and so often we find ourselves we're not applying it. And we look at the world situation, we say, why is there so much going on in the world, so much negativity? Amen. So many of our people killing one another and dissing one another and not loving one another. Well, it's a very good possibility we're not going to where they are and helping them to realize that God's way is the best way. Help them know that you are loved. You do have a heavenly Father, even though your earthly father may not, amen, be loving on you. But you have a heavenly Father that loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Oh, what a powerful word that we can give to make a difference, to transform a life if we only go. We have to do something. So my testimony is God had to pull my coattail, amen, to touch a life for his glory, to make a difference in a man's life. And it's embarrassing, I must say, to be a minister of God and know what the Word of God says, but I had my agenda that day. I'll be honest with you, I just had what I wanted to do, and it was a good thing because I was going to church, hallelujah, on my way to church. But the homeless man needed to be ministered unto, and I just said, well, let him lay there. I had my agenda. But God had his agenda. He caught up with me and said, look, minister to that man. Take care of him. Help him. He's down. He needs to be lifted up. And how many of us today on this call have been challenged to move forward in ministry, to move forward beyond those four walls of the church, to help somebody that needs to be helped? I find that the word ministry, basically, as I see it, basically means meeting the needs of the people. Ministry is really meeting the needs, spirit, soul, and body, whatever those needs are. We are to be meeting those needs. Amen. And we have to be about our Father's business. So go into the world. Make disciples. Amen. Transform lives for the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God. Well, I can't help but go to another scripture, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, a very familiar passage. Many of us have quoted scripture. This is a scripture that we have memorized. And from the King James Version, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things be added unto you. Oh, yes, that's a great scripture. We love that scripture. And the Amplified Version says, but seek, aim at, and strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, and then all these things taken together will be given you besides. Wow. Then go on to verse 34. So do not worry or be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will have worries and anxieties of its own. Sufficient for each day is its own trouble. Amen, amen. But how many know until we apply the Word of God? Oh, my God. This scripture, I claim it's my favorite scripture, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. But I had to realize it's something in that scripture that tells me that I just have to apply it. In other words, seeking is a word of action. You can't stand still and say, I'm seeking, I'm looking, I'm, amen. But it says here, let me look at another version here. This is a contemporary English version. It says, but more than anything else, put God's work first and do what he wants. Then the other things will be yours as well. So it's about what is on your agenda today for me, God. You know, we get up in the morning and we start on our way and we pray sometimes a very quick prayer and head on out the door. But God's saying, look, have you checked my agenda yet? I know you have your agenda. I know you know what you got to do. You have your plans. But have you checked in yet? So in testimony Tuesday, we have to, we all have our testimony, but sometimes we have to be challenged and tested. Are we really seeking God first? Are we really putting God's agenda before our agenda? What does it mean to seek the kingdom of God? What is the kingdom of God? First of all, what is the kingdom of God? And I believe it's found in Romans 14:17 says, for the kingdom of God is not meat or drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God is where righteousness is, where you are positioning yourself to live a righteous in holy life. I know there's a scripture that says there's none righteous, no, not one, and what have you. But what happens when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, he takes our sin and gives us his righteousness. In other words, we are righteous folk. If we are baptized, born again believers, we accepted Jesus Christ, we are no longer, I know it's going to bend somebody's doctrine, but we are no longer sinners. I know we want to claim and say we're only sinners saved by grace, but you cannot be a saint and a sinner at the same time. Either you're going to be one or the other. And my understanding of the Word of God is that we have been transformed. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So therefore, those of us that are born again, baptized, believers, we have no longer a sin nature. In other words, we don't have the nature in us to habitually commit sin. Will we fall? Maybe. Yes. Okay. We may slip. Yes. But that's not our nature. Our nature is to do that which is right in the sight of God. That is what we are about. In fact, we find in scriptures in so many ways, in Corinthians and in Galatians, where it talks about the kingdom of God, of different areas of the flesh versus the spirit. Folk had to be taught that no longer are you in the flesh. In other words, you don't have dominion. Sin has no dominion over you in Romans 6 chapter Romans. There is a difference in us that are born again. So therefore, we ought to be seeking after the things of the kingdom. We ought to be going into all the world. We ought to be doing that which what the Good Samaritan have done. There is action, amen, when it comes to us being children of the King. We are King's kids, and of course, we are the children of our Father, and we know that God is love, amen. So as children of God, we ought to be children that have love one for another. We ought to love our neighbor, and love is also an action word. Love is not just what you say, but love is what you do. You can't tell me that you love me and you don't do anything for me. I can't tell you that I love you and don't care about doing anything on your behalf. So today we are being, amen, reminded. I know that y'all heard this before, but we are reminded, in other words, pushed a little bit, nudged a little bit, that we have to be about doing what God's word says do. Amen. Not just enough to make it to the church house. Thank God we do have church. We have a good time. We hear the preacher preach, choir sing, et cetera, praise team, sometimes dancers and mimes, whatever we have going on in the church. But God said, after it's all said and done, what are we doing when it comes to the kingdom work of God? What are we doing? What lives have we touched or are we touching, amen, to make a difference? So our challenge today, my brothers and my sisters, is to go forth this day, make something happen. Don't just watch it happen. Don't just scratch it and say, wow, what happened? But make something happen for the kingdom of God. Amen. God bless your heart. I hope I said something that have challenged us and made, amen, a difference in somebody's life. I'm glad about it. How about you? Amen. Back to you, Tammy.
Amen. Praise God. What a powerful, powerful word. If you could, Minister Everett, can you feel that awesome and mighty word of prayer? I mean, of the word that you have from God in prayer, please.
Amen. Let's pray. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word on today. Father God, we praise your name. We thank you for all that you have done in our lives. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives, oh God, with great expectation. We go forth this day, oh God, ready and willing to do kingdom work, to make a difference into somebody's life, oh God. Help us, oh God, to touch a life to make it better than what it was before we made that encounter, before they even seen us coming, that when we made it to them, oh God, that they would say, wow, what a difference you made in my life. So God, bless our going out, bless our coming in, oh God, bless the entire artist family, oh God, bless, oh God, the owners and the founders of this company, oh God. Continue to move us forward in our destiny to your honor and to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, Master Call family, again, another mighty, mighty call from the God's throne. We thank you so much, Minister Everett. We thank our founders for this call. And most of all, we thank you for calling in to the Master's Morning Call, because if it wasn't for you, we would not be able to give testimonies and just prayer. So we just thank you so much. We're going to bring Dr. PK on the line. She has a couple of closing remarks that she would like to give to you all. But again, my name is LaShawn. I'm in Delaware. We thank you so much for joining us. Dr. PK?
LaShawn, thank you so very much for
hosting us this morning. We thank God for this master's call and for each and every one of you on the call today. All Pastor Everett Thomas, I tell you, when that testimony, when we go through a test, we can come out with a moaning. We can come out with a testimony for the greatness of God. As you all can hear, I am on the bus. We are getting ready to go over to Martha's Vineyard. Yesterday, we visited President John F. Kennedy Library and Museum, which was absolutely awesome. We went on the African-American Trail and the Mission House, and I learned so much. And so I want us to remember this morning to get on the call that is right now getting ready to start for Platinum President Dorothy Cook. Ms. Cook has started this call to allow each and every one of us to have a voice in giving testimonies for the business and to give you words of motivation. The number is 605-475-4700. Again, 605-475-4700. And the number is 4332-42#. 5353-42#. Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right, Master's Call family. So, again, we hope to hear from you tomorrow. Again, if you missed any part of this call or if you would like to hear another part of this call, because I know I'm going to call back, again, dial 712-432-1085. Everyone, go out there and be a minister in the marketplace and just don't stand there. Be there for somebody else. Have a blessed and wonderful day. God loves you and so do I. Bye-bye.